Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Night Shift episode. We don't give a fuck anymore. We're tired of counting episodes.
Because we so gangster, we got so many. And we can't count past four.
We're just going to call this one August 21st, 2013. This is Kelly Williams with...
Thomas Jarnigan.
And...
Derek Gaston.
All right. Slightly less retarded. Maybe, just maybe.
Kelly, you should be fucking thankful for me, all right? I fixed our fucking podcast.
I know, I'm happy.
We sound like goddesses now.
They're just gods. I don't think... Because goddesses is women.
Yeah, but goddesses are beautiful, and we sound beautiful.
Maybe you should say, like, harpies, or what are those things that, like they, like, bring in, like, sailors and stuff? What
oh,
they
faggots.
Called? No, like...
Semen?
God damn it.
Geordie,
I know what you're talking about.
The Geordies.
No, like they sit out in a rock and they just sing and like bring sailors in and shit. What are they called?
The Sangin things.
Sirens.
Yeah,
we sound like Cybermen's, like the man the version
Cybermen's?
Of Siren.
Yeah, Cybermen. Cybermen.
Oh wait, Cybermen.
Cyber.
You know what a Cyberman is? It's off of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Why do you think we're going Cyber?
Is that what they? I thought you were making fun of Scyther.
No, that's what it is. Saber! Scyther! Scyther!
Okay, Scyther.
Bang it!
Get back in your fucking Pokeball. I'm tired of your shit.
Derek, if you could be any Pokemon, what would you be?
Any Pokemon ever. Honestly? Okay, I have two sides here. I have two sides. I would want to be Charizard.
Okay.
Yeah. A, because he can fly. B, because he's a fucking fire type. And C, because he's a badass motherfucker. All right, fucked with Ash for how many fucking episodes?
A lot.
All right, and then C, I would want to be Magikarp. Because you got to think.
Knows. That's what
you
got to
think.
Be.
Growing up as a child, you know when you're going to be a badass. You'll just splash around a little bit in middle school, but once you hit high school, you're the cool motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're the cool motherfucker. You're getting laid all the time.
I was going to say Gyarados. Even though everybody thinks for some reason, because I'm black, I gotta be Diglett.
Or why not that, like, clown-looking motherfucker that's, like,
Mr.
black?
Mr. Mime?
Black. Yeah.
He's not black. He's completely white. He's completely white. He's a mime.
Sure you're not thinking of Dragon Ball Z right now?
Yeah, you're thinking of Mr. Popo.
Yeah, Mr. Popo.
Yeah, you know who I would want to be?
Who?
Laziest Pokemon ever.
Snorlax.
Nope. Togepi.
The egg thing?
The egg thing.
Didn't even break out of the fucking egg.
That's true. I'm so fucking lazy, didn't even break out.
Now I'm togetic. I don't know why. That's because my wings came out, so now I'm a togetic.
So maybe we should let everybody know what we just went through.
Should
what
we?
What I just went through.
Well, no, we all went through it together, Derek.
Tom was over there on his fucking phone looking
and
at gay porn.
And I was here sleeping.
And you were standing here touching your fucking wiener.
No, it's a dog. It's a dog. It's a dog.
Wiener dog.
Yeah, okay, it works. Dog. He's not much of a wiener dog. He's a little
tall.
Tall
as fuck for
a
wiener dog.
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Anyways, we had some very bad static problems because somebody left the mixer plugged in for over 2 days and it got very hot.
And we couldn't figure it out.
We couldn't figure it out.
Derek was about to commit suicide.
Honestly, I considered it, but I thought better of it because I don't like death. And I would hate for people to live with me dead.
I'd be okay with it.
I'd be saddened by it, but Tom's a dick, so...
Okay, so if I ever get killed, we have proof that Tom is probably the number one suspect.
Like, I'll go to your funeral, I'm just gonna be like, Derek's dead.
He's gonna be like, I saw this coming.
No, he'd be like, yay, Derek died, free food!
Why?
What do you mean,
they
why?
Always give food at, like,
have you ever been to a funeral?
Yeah, but it's like... Why would you stay to eat?
Oh, dude, I do all the fucking time.
You just go to people's funerals?
Oh, yeah.
Like... Oh, Mr.
Like, whenever I'm at a funeral, like, I'm not an emotional guy. I don't sit there and cry or weep or anything. I'm not sitting there like, I'm gonna miss him. I'm just like, that sucks, man. That does. That really does suck. But the whole time I'm sitting there like, I feel bad for everybody around him because they're like fucking crying and shit.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I'm like, I could really go for some fucking ham right now.
Oh,
you know?
Do they have any more mac and cheese?
They have mac and cheese there? Oh. Why are we sitting here staring at a fucking dead guy? Let's go back there. Let's get some food.
Some party, bitches. Let's get some wine. And, you know, I mean, if they think you're a dick for doing that, all you gotta do is say, whoever it was, let's say Tom died. Thomas would have wanted this.
Yeah, but he would want us to go eat.
He would have wanted it this way. He would have wanted me to gorge myself on food.
He would want to eat, so why can't we eat for him?
And then Derek, fuck you, Ham. Your tongue's mine now.
Derek would take a plate of food over and set it on Tom's stomach in the coffin. And then, like, and then put like a fork of like mashed potatoes in his mouth.
And then whenever I do that, I would just sit there and eat the food off of his stomach.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Tom, you would like this.
Formaldehyde and everything. Fuck
I'd
that.
Probably just
I mean, it wouldn't
up.
Be bare on a stomach.
All that.
I'd probably just get cremated, honestly.
I'm going to.
I want
to
get cremated.
You do?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
I do.
I don't like fire, but I don't like being buried. Okay? I want to be cremated, and I want my ashes. Where would you guys want your ashes spread?
Strippers.
Spread?
Honestly, honestly. Where would you want your ashes to go or be or stay?
Where I want my ashes to be spread? I don't fucking know. Somewhere not in Missouri. I don't give a shit if you go to Taipei, if you go to Hawaii, even if it's just like Colorado. Colorado would be pretty sick.
Honestly, like, I'm going to sound like a big fucking idiot whenever I say
McDonald's.
This.
McDonald's?
No, no.
What?
I want my ashes to be spread all throughout the servers of Blizzard Entertainment.
Yeah, because that's going to happen.
Oh, I'll find a way. I will find a way.
Yeah, you're totally going to find a way to get some guy at Blizzard.
Because this is what I'll do. This is what I'll do. I'll have like some item that they need shipped to the server room, all right? And then I will somehow get my ashes in there, but also with a bomb. And whenever the bomb blows, my ashes spread and go everywhere and all over the server.
So then you destroy the servers?
Or a GM can just make, like, an item and it says Derek's ashes, and then he could throw me away in, like, Ashen Vale or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. Pretty sick.
That'd be pretty badass. I'd be fucking cool with that.
You'd have to be a pretty influential person for them to do something like that.
Right now, I would want mine
to be... 8 years of playing fucking WoW, I'm pretty fucking influential.
There we go. I got a good one. I want... like my jar of ashes, I want it to be like a really shitty urn. Like it's gonna break really easy.
Like a coffee can? No, like a shittily made ceramic urn.
Yeah.
Like your sister made in 7th grade.
Yeah, something that's gonna break really easy. Okay. And I don't want it to be thrown at Spike Lee.
Wow. Why?
I don't know, I just don't like Spike Lee. He's kind of a dick.
Or it'd be cool if you just dropped it off like the Empire State Building.
Or I'm going to take all of my ashes and have somebody divide it in little baggies and give it to all of my friends.
Actually, or I'm going to give it to a Coke dealer.
Yeah.
Have him cut his Coke with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You call that Preem Tom.
And next thing you know, he'll be sitting here fucking...
it's all gone. Yeah.
Why is there a fucking fat guy in my room?
Yeah.
Like how high? What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Like how high? That'd be pretty funny.
That would be funny. Tom would be like, fuck it. You got any food, bro? Tell me you got some food. Oh, you got Coke. I see Coke. He'd be all happy.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Bennigan's.
So, got a question, guys.
What's up?
Right. It's kind of a weird question, but I figure we should start out with something that doesn't make any sense.
But the whole conversation about being in Pokeballs didn't.
No. Anyways, do you think animals know what kind of animal they are?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah. Like, do you think Ham thinks we're dogs?
He thinks that we're dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
But we're just, like, most more powerful dogs than him.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go into this and be fucking out there. This is Gavin fucking Thoughts right here, whatever that dude's name was.
Gavin Free?
Yeah.
Rooster Teeth?
Okay. We all are humans, and as humans, we have different races in Humanville. But they all have different meanings for things. Like, we think elephant, they think chingalonghi. Okay? Completely different thing to them, but it's still the same animal. Ham could think we are...
wolf-wolves.
Wolf-wolves. And he thinks cats are wolf-wolf-wolves. Okay? They have meanings for things. They think we are different. He doesn't think we're a dog.
So he just thinks... No, I think Ham thinks...
I think he's a human? Do you think that he thinks he's a human?
No.
No.
I don't either.
I think he knows better.
Humans I think he thinks better. We're the same as him, though.
No.
But we're just like the pack leader.
Why would you think that? No, we're just his friend. We're his companion. We're humans.
But he listens to us.
So? Sissy listened to me, but she listens to me in a different way. Like, I'll be like, Sissy, and she'll look at me and
totally
be like...
ignoring way?
Yeah, definitely not going to walk over there. Like, I don't know how many times I'll open up the fucking garage door. She'll walk 2 feet into the garage. I'm like, come on, come on in. It's time to eat. She'll just, like, lay down and stare at me. So I'll grab her fucking food and shake it. I'm like, oh, God, there's food in there. Fuck it. Fucking craps out. But, I mean, you gotta think about it. She's just lazy. She's not really that fat.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not that fat.
She's got some sagging titties.
She's got some sagging... She does have some sagging tits. But that's the type of cat she is. Okay? She's a Himalayan. They're supposed to be fat. Fat.
No, they're supposed to be hairy.
No. If you look at Himalayans, they're supposed to be 17 to about 25 pounds. And it's not weird if they get up to 30. So she's on the big side of her family.
How much do you think the cat weighs?
Shit, she's probably at least 30.
Shit, dude, my mom's got dogs that weigh that much.
I drop bombs that don't... Actually, they probably do weigh that. Probably shit a 30-pound turkey. No, I haven't. But I really do want that thing he was talking about. The toilet seat that measures your shit. That's awesome. Shits. You'd be like, in last year, I shit 348 pounds. What now, bitch? That'd be cool.
You and your friends could have a battle.
I bet whoever I could shit more than you in a
whoever
week.
Whoever can shit the most in let's
I would buy it, but only if it weighed it in Currix.
There should be like an option you could set to it. Or that'd be cool too if there was an app on it and you could watch it on your phone. So you could be like, one good push, 0.2 pounds. What the fuck is that shit?
No, what would be fucked up is if there was like a camera inside the toilet bowl and it synced up to your phone and you could watch it.
Watch yourself taking a shit.
That's so fucked up.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Tom wouldn't be able to use that because this phone's fucked.
Yeah.
Way to be a dick.
Thanks for being a dick.
I know. Be a dick. Be a dick. We've been a dick to you. Actually, I've been a dick to you. Tom hasn't really been much of a dick.
Wow, Derek.
What?
Nothing, brother.
I was just in a pissed off mood today, all
right? I was in a shitty mood.
Whenever
all
I get classified as an asshole, whenever I don't think I'm an asshole.
Virginia's just a cunt.
Yeah, she
I'll
is.
Say her name on this podcast.
Virginia fucking.
Don't say her last name.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, it starts with the same letter. And I'm going to shut up now.
Virginia cocksucker.
Is a cunt.
Is a cunt. And you know, I'm really getting tired of her shit.
We all are. We all can't fucking stand her.
I know that. I just wish
fucking sucks.
I just wish she would quit.
I know. But she won't because she wants fucking unemployment. So what Rick needs to do is be like, hey, we're doing cutbacks. Cut her down to one day a week. Give everybody else fucking hours. That'll make her quit. Because then she'll go to the Hab Center or something. That way, he doesn't have to pay out fucking...
Well, you pay it even if you don't have anybody.
I know, but I mean, it's not like... It goes to her. You know what I'm saying? It's not another fucking person leeching off the government. Yeah, it's not another Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because I just leech so much.
Kelly, if you could leech, would you?
No, honestly.
Thank you. Would you?
Probably not.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, Tom would.
If I could get unemployment, I would get it.
If they paid you $300 a week, would you do it?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, there was something...
It's more than I'm making now.
There was something I seen on the news, and if you get, like, welfare, unemployment, food stamps, all of that, with everything added up and shit, they said you would have the equivalent of making, like, $52,000 a year. Like, with how much support you get.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. That's ridiculous.
Who the fuck is calling you? Is it Gobbler?
Answer it.
No, don't answer it.
What if he wants to come in?
Just answer it.
Don't answer it.
Busy.
Don't answer it, Derek.
Hello?
All right.
No, actually, we're not doing fantasy football this year. Yeah, we're... I don't want to fucking fuck with it. If you want to take over, dude, you can. Yeah, because I don't want to be the fucking founder.
Commissioner.
Commissioner, whatever I call it. Because I'm fucking lazy.
I
what's up, man? Derek, what's going on with life, bro?
You know, not much. Just got more bitches on my side than I've ever had.
Yeah, what's up?
Man, we're going to wait for this phone call to end.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't had any... Anybody tell me they can't.
Kelly's talking to his girlfriend, Zach. She's not very hot. She's like 5'2". And says swag all the time.
Okay, 10:30 is when we're doing it.
And where's Nikes? What kind of faggot wears Nikes? Never mind.
Okay, I'm going to text everybody probably tomorrow since I'm off all day. And then,
Kelly's a faggot because he's off all day.
Alright, man, later.
Waiting on the girl to get off the phone. He actually thought it was you for a minute.
We put my phone back in.
Oh, damn fucking reasons.
Just before I was so rudely
interrupted. Hey, Dios mio.
Wow, that's cute. You have Daniel's hat behind your bed. That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Keeping his hat next to you.
What is wrong with this fucking dog?
He's probably bored. I'd be fucking bored too. Don't worry, Ham. It's cool. I'm bored this
apartment. What are we talking about?
I don't fucking remember.
Tom taking dick in the ass.
No, it was about.
Katie Couric?
Katie Couric?
Oh, Katie Couric.
It was something about. Oh, like unemployment shit.
Oh, yeah. So, Kelly, how's your lady life right now, bro?
Yeah, how's that going? Because you said the other day you've been talking to more chicks in the past few weeks than you have in the past few years.
Yeah?
How's that working out?
I don't know. I have no clue right now.
You know how it worked out for me? Not at all.
Yeah, you know how it worked out for me?
Not at all.
Could have worked out, but I was too much
it worked out. For you, it worked out like a negative amount.
Yeah, actually, it put me back farther than where I was. Because now it put me to that guy to lean on, but not the guy to fuck on. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
Badly, but yes.
Honestly, I don't know what's going on, so.
How's that JT doing?
I don't know. Not worried about it, honestly.
Why don't you just fucking text her? If you don't text her, I'll fucking text her for you.
Okay.
Derek, do it right now. I might text her
tomorrow.
I'm just gonna be like middle school style. Kelly really likes you, but he's too shy to text you.
No, that's not how it works.
But dude, lots of people get laid in middle school nowadays.
Okay, she. All right, she already knows that I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she likes me. That's not the problem.
What's the problem?
I don't know what the fuck.
Her family doesn't like blacks.
No, her mom loves me.
Yeah.
Just because somebody likes you doesn't mean they don't believe in interracial marriage.
That is true, too.
I don't know.
Does LG's dad like you?
No.
He'll talk to you, though. I mean, he'll talk to you,
fucked up way possible.
Honestly, he talks to you like you're an ex-slave.
Yeah.
Like, you're a freeman now, but you used to be a slave.
Yeah.
Didn't your family live down there in the ghetto?
No.
Didn't your family used to work on my plantation?
Pretty much.
If he ever pulled that shit, dude. Or if he's like, hey, you got some cousins that could help me trim some trees out here, you know, anybody?
For free?
We're not Mexicans. That's what I tell. We're not Mexicans.
That's racist, Kelly.
Fuck him.
So
Kelly, you feel like a ladies' man again?
How's the LG working?
Not really.
No? That's what you said the other day.
You did say that.
I was kind of feeling it. Not anymore.
Why not? Why'd you talk to more people than LG and JT?
Just girls at, like, parties and at the bar and stuff.
So sluts.
Oh, yeah. Definitely sluts, yeah. It's Warrensburg.
That's true.
And it's college town.
It's college. It's
sluts, bro. Fucking sluts.
Sluts.
God damn it. I hate fucking summer spring break.
What?
It was supposed to be like a knockoff where the dude's like, shot. And they're like, God damn it, I hate flu season.
Spring Breakers?
I said spring break, because there's sluts everywhere.
I thought you were talking about spring breakers.
So, you been talking to LG lately?
Don't even let him lie. Don't let him lie to you.
She texted me last night for a while.
Until like 4 in the morning.
I like how he said
that. In the morning.
She texted me last night. He started out that she texted him, he didn't text back. And then he said, for a while. Did you not text back? She just texted you?
No, I texted her.
You couldn't have said, we texted for a while last night?
We texted for a while last night.
Kelly, you're pissing me off right now, dude.
Seriously. Why?
Okay, God.
Don't worry about
what
you're
making me so mad.
Like, depressed for the mankind.
I know, dude. You're just like...
Fine. Do you want me to ask her?
What?
Like, you want me to ask LG, like, if she likes me or something, or what do you want me to do?
Yeah, dude, do it. I don't even care.
Who would you rather have him date?
Honestly, probably not the one we're talking about right now.
JT, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because right now kind of cheated on her boyfriend a few days ago.
Yeah, literally.
I'm not trying to date her, though.
While her other FB was there. I don't know what you would classify that.
Ex-boyfriend was there.
Fuck buddy?
Her boyfriend was there. And then
her fuck buddy was there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Correct? Wouldn't that be your fuck buddy?
Who, Kelly?
No.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, you were.
Once.
Were you, did you date?
Oh.
How many times did you fuck?
Only once, dude.
Fuck buddy.
Really?
Only fuck once? It was like a
casual encounter.
Did you, like, were you guys drunk or something?
No.
I gave Kelly a pretty compliment yesterday.
Why does that never fucking happen?
It was like, I told Kelly that his dick's like doing heroin or meth or something. Because like the first time you do it, and then you just like keep searching for that high, but you can never get it. So you just go back to what you used before, and then it's just not going to be as good.
Like, you talking about me? I'm not going to be as good as
you. Yeah, you're going to be horrible.
Once
you go black, you're going to fuck everything else
until you come back to black, and then you don't really like black
anymore. Once you fuck a black guy, you're going to make your dad happy for a few months by dating white guys, and then you're going to fuck a black guy and make your dad mad again.
I don't think your dad ever found out.
You don't know
that. He had his suspicions.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Like, whenever we went to her fucking graduation party, he thought we were double teaming her. That's not true.
Okay, Kelly, what if that was, like, the thing...
Yeah, go ahead.
What if she was like, all right, we'll bone again, but Derek has to... It has to be a three-way with Derek. What would you say?
Whatever, what would you say?
Sure. That's fucking weird!
Why? I wouldn't sign up for that.
Yeah, what if... Oh, God.
I would sign up for it if, like, we could do it at separate times.
Yeah, but, like, what...
Like, if she was like, hey, Derek has to fuck me first, and then you come in. I would be alright for that.
I think Kelly, you ever been in the three-way?
Nope.
I think Kelly wants to be able to say that he was in a three-way.
I mean, that'd be cool with two chicks, but not two dudes.
Yeah, not two dudes. No. Never two dudes.
Never.
Never go dick to dick on accident, ever. That's my motto about life. How
awkward would that be, though? Like, just accidentally just kind of... Oh, God.
Accidentally bumping helmets?
Yeah. Oh, God, even worse. It's like...
It's like shaking hands with your dicks.
Like, say you're doing, like, some Eiffel Tower type stuff. We are both on opposite ends, and then it's like one dude's about to blow, right? And then he pulls out and just poof, like right in the other guy's stomach.
Honestly, that would just instant
boner soft. Killer.
Yeah. God.
Wow. You guys are fucking stupid.
I mean, it's a truthful thing. I mean.
Yeah. Dude, it could happen.
Yeah. Totally. Could happen.
The fucked up thing is this probably has happened to somebody.
Oh, I would.
I'm sure it's happened a million fucking times at least.
Yeah, and I hate how people on Reddit, they'll put shit on, like, WTF whenever they're like, WTF really hasn't had much WTF, so here you go for the day. Like, they don't actually fucking tell you what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I click on it, it's a dude that's got, like, shit everywhere, and he's fucking pissing.
Dude, I would jerk off to it, you know.
It was a dude.
Bro.
Oh my God.
Wow. I wouldn't be able to tell because my phone screen's not very good.
All right, so Kelly, be completely honest with us on this. JG.
Who the hell is JG?
LG. For some reason, I just thought Justin. LG. JT, which one would you rather, like, date? Like, have a relationship with?
I don't know. I don't have really a preference, honestly. I think... I don't know.
Who would you rather hang out with?
I don't know. I've never hung out with the other one, so...
How
would I fucking know?
I've never hung out with
her. All right, let's start talking about something else.
All right. Have you ever had gay sex
with Daniel?
You know, every once in a while.
For some reason, I don't doubt it.
I was just going to say, that was too truthful right there.
Yeah.
All right, changing the subject. Different subject.
Okay, how does talking to two chicks make you feel like a ladies' man, though?
Anyway.
Or was it just like the bar and stuff,
honestly,
too?
Ronnie's probably pulling more right now than Kelly fucking Williams. Think about that. Let that sink into your fucking mind.
Okay. Ronnie's pulled more than all three of us have in the last 10 years combined. How's that?
Yeah.
Not the last 10 years combined.
Yeah, last two.
Okay, last two.
What are you talking about? Well, like last 2 years.
Because if we're including him, and
probably still.
I still. You aren't even married.
But imagine how much Gail and Ronnie were. You know.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, you know.
Oh, we're talking the last 10 years, including him.
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah. Yeah, he's got you beat there, buddy.
What do you mean?
Whenever he had the fucking bar, whenever you own a bar, you get some poontang. I would be sleeping on the couch and random chicks would just walk through my living room.
Isn't that why they got divorced?
Yeah. Well, I mean, wow. That's not... That had no input on the divorce. The divorce was because my dad was talking to somebody else and then it just kind of everything kind of escalated.
Yeah.
And because my mom didn't like him being at the bar till 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got a divorce, he was still working at the bar and he was living on top of Edward Jones up in those apartments. I would be sleeping over and I'd be on the couch... And just, like, chick from the bar. Hi, Derek. And I'd be playing video games. I'm like,
hi.
Like, I didn't really know what was going on at the time because I was, like, 9 or 10. But now, thinking about it, my dad was a fucking pimp.
Ronnie G has some fucking game, bro.
Yeah. And even him was funny, too, because he's like, I'm feeling like quite the ladies' man right now. And I'm like, why? And he's like, you hear that? And his phone was just like, bling. 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 I just fucking text after him. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, yeah, I hear that.
Somebody text me. 20,000 text messages later.
Why doesn't anybody love me?
Yeah.
Nobody. Sorry, right, love doesn't exist, guys.
So if somebody wants to text me sometime, text me at 660-232-1751.
That's my phone number.
He's actually the one that gave it out.
Oh.
Jeez, you're not very smart.
Yeah, he is a 6 foot, 190-pound plus white guy.
About 110.
Plus 15. With abs that just, they're so fucking amazing, you can't see them.
Long, blonde hair, bluish eyes.
Not really long anymore.
Yeah.
At times.
If I do this, it looks long. If I, like... I have pretty thick hair. It's fucking annoying.
He's like a goat. Or a sheep, I guess is what I meant to say.
Derek, what the fuck are you doing right now? Faux hawk.
Yeah, I get fucking made fun of all the time because I have a faux hawk sometimes. Why? I don't get that. Why do you gotta make fun of fucking fat people?
So guys, what are we gonna get girlfriends?
I already got one.
Oh, really? Who?
Tracy.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, dude. Honestly... Like, I think of it from time to time. There's nobody. There is nobody I could just spark
honestly,
a conversation up.
Honestly,
Kelly, shut the fuck up. You're not even in this conversation.
Okay,
yeah, dude. We already got you already got your prospects.
How could you even... Okay, input on our conversation here.
What were we going to say, Kelly?
Yeah. How are we going to get girlfriends? How does that bring you into it?
We're moving to Blue Springs.
Okay, I'm not talking then. I'm talking, like, just right now.
Yeah, but even then, what are we going to do?
Then I'll be more outgoing there.
He'll be 21.
Yeah. And I'll be more outgoing because I don't know people. And you got to think of it like this. Your thoughts are a lot different because you hear a lot of different shit from people. Like, you'd be like, hey, I could probably date her. And then people are like, oh my God, I fucking hate her. She's a fucking bitch. And then instantly it's like, oh, okay. There, we don't know anybody. We'd be like, hey, what's up? Oh, wow, you like porn. That's cute. Same here. I mean, won't really go like that.
That's your opening line. Oh, hey, do you like porn? Yeah, me too. Oh, wait, did you say no? Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to be really bad talking to people, because I already am.
You are kind of bad talking to people. You're fucking terrible on the phone. You're embarrassing on the phone, honestly. I wish I could just grab your fucking phone and talk for you.
All right.
Because you're so just short with people. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, Dad, I know I haven't talked to you in 3 months, but I really got to get back to my whacking. So, I'm just going to... I'm just... Uh-huh.
Sorry, yeah. Me and my dad had like a 6 second argument the other day. What he said it? I was 6'4".
No, which probably is, what, 6'2"?
No. I'm not, probably not even 6'2". I'm probably maybe 6. Is like on a than, on a tall
you,
day, I'm 6.
Are you as tall as Ronnie?
I don't think so.
Ronnie's 6.
I don't know. I don't think I am.
I'm 5'7".
You can text Kelly Williams at
1-816. I don't remember the rest of the numbers.
2-6-4-1-6-1-4.
Yeah, that was like 7 numbers after we already said 4.
1-816-264-1614.
That's a total of 10 digits. That's a 10-digit number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
Wow, dude. Yeah,
this is we a just bad got night. Tom on something.
Yeah, this
usually
is
just... he's the one that fucking owns us on something.
Usually, but not tonight. Oh, yeah, Derek, you gotta see this black guy. Like, on we were looking at mugshots the other day. And
honestly,
on thesmokinggun.com. And it was the blackest person I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Like, it might have been fake, but it...
It was black. He was blacker than Wesley Snipes. And Blade. And that's the blackest fucking
blacker
movie
than
ever.
Blowjo's, dude?
Blacker than Blowjo.
Because Deshaun's pretty fucking dark.
Blacker than Blowjo.
Should have heard it the other day. Fucking, TJ was pissed off at her. So they were, like, making fun of her in the back. And I got caught up and I was just like, I only date black guys to make my stepdad angry. That's like...
Did she hear you or something?
No.
Oh.
But I think that's probably true. I think so.
I don't know, because she says she'll never date a white guy again.
Why?
I don't know. That's just what she said.
Why, she can... I don't get it. Hasn't he cheated on her like 5 times?
A million times.
Yeah, but you know how many times she cheated on him?
Probably just as many. But still.
You're saved.
Think about it, bro. What? Think about it. So what? If we get a house, we're gonna have parties all the time. I think we should have parties all the time.
Well, yeah, if we meet people, we'll have parties.
All I'm saying is this probably won't attend them all.
Well, you're gonna be in that place.
I know, but I'm gonna be like in my room making that Oprah money.
Doing what?
My YouTube shit.
You're not gonna fucking make any money off of YouTube. Alright, Derek, you're gonna make like 20 cents a month from fucking YouTube because somebody clicked on an ad once.
Yeah, so have fun with that. That sounds like fun.
Gas is gaming.
Like, YouTube's not going to make you any money. If you get on, like, Machinima or something.
Machinima's not going to make you any money either. Machinima's probably the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, when that Oni guy that we were watching.
Yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, that was, like, really what they do.
Really?
Like, they put you on their, like, their homepage or whatever. And, like, combine all the videos into one. Which is fucking queer. So, Derek, how are we going to get girlfriends, bro? Derek.
I guess since my YouTube thing ain't gonna work out, I don't know now.
Derek, you're going to college anyways to be a computer tech whenever we move to Blue Springs.
Yeah, but if that YouTube thing works out,
okay, Derek,
I'm gonna say fuck that.
You're gonna have a business called the Computer Scientist, okay? Okay.
I will never have my own computer business.
Why?
I wouldn't want it.
Why?
Because I don't like fucking with people.
Neither do I. That's why I'm such a dick. All right.
That's why I'm such an asshole.
That's why whenever people are like, "Oh, it's really hot today," I'm just like, "Yeah." And that's all they fucking get from me.
No, I do that all the time.
Because I'm just
like, "It really warmed up." I'm like, "Yeah, dude."
Yeah, no shit. It's fucking summer, dumbass. Yeah. Jesus Christ! What did
or
you
whenever
fucking expect?
Verge comes walking in. It's so hot outside.
Who?
It's nine. Vagina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's 90 degrees. It's not that fucking hot. I mean, yeah, it's warm, but it's summer. It's fucking August. What do you expect? Yeah, it was funny. I had J-Dub rolling in the back today.
Why?
Because we were talking about her, and Dawn said something. I was like, all right, vagina, why don't you just fucking shut up? She's like, don't fucking call me her. And Jeremy's like, what'd you just call her? I was like, I was calling her up front, the person up front. He's like, what'd you just call her? And I was like, vagina? Oh my god. Wow. Derek, you really went there. That's bad. That's bad. I'm like, there's a fucking golden vagina? What do you fucking do?
Oh, that's good. I did this thing. Oh, fuck. Two fingers pointing at you. I've
never
bro.
Seen him do that.
Really? Yeah, he does that.
I've seen him do this.
No, he goes.
Never seen him do that.
It's weird. Like
I just see Jose make fun of him do that.
Seen him do it a couple times. It's weird.
Oh, Jerry, he's cool.
Yeah, Jerry's pretty cool.
Give a fuck with Jerry. He's a pretty cool guy.
So, Derek, how are we going to get girlfriends, bro? You're going to be 21 when we move there, so you're honestly, just going to be hitting the bars all the time, every day, all day, every day?
I'm not a bar guy. I won't go to bars, like, all the time.
Dude, so we're going to be sitting at our house, getting hammered.
This is what we need to start doing, though. Go to the bars and play spades.
Why? I don't want to get shot by a black person.
You're not going to play spades with a black guy. We'll just find a fourth. And we'll just sit at a table, fucking drink some beers, play some spades.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe see some hot
I'm going to be drinking beer when I'm fucking 19!
Forgot about that.
You know what you guys actually really need to do? Start going to the gym.
Get a fake ID.
Oh, wow, Kelly. Thanks for making us fucking feel insecure.
Fuck you, Kelly. God damn it.
I hope you die of some fucking disease that only black people get.
Diabetes?
Sickle cell anemia.
Thank you. Yeah. Couldn't think
really die of that, but...
Okay, I hope you die of overeating of KFC chicken.
What happened to him, Bob? That nigger ate too much watermelon.
He drowned in the watermelon.
So I'm just going to be sitting at the fucking bar waiting for you guys. Well, you're like, you're just fucking getting hammered in there.
I can see it. We're sitting at a table. We're fucking drinking. We're doing good. Tom's over here with, like, a Pepsi.
God fucking damn it.
I'm the DD.
I'm the
DD.
I'm the DD, but I don't even have a driver's license or a vehicle.
The most pointless DD in the world.
I don't even know why they call me their friend.
Because nobody else will. What are you guys going to do for jobs?
I'm going to be Steve.
There you go.
He probably Steve White? Like
yeah, he always has
this to. This going to scrap and stuff?
Can I get some change?
Hey, brother, you can hook me up with a little bit of money? I've seen people hand him a fucking 20 before.
I've seen people buy his entire groceries. Like, they'd be like, hey. And, like, they'll, like, be trying to walk by him. He'll be like, hey. And they'll stop. He'll be like, I'm trying to barbecue tonight. What can you get me? And they'll go back there and get him, like, steaks and some buns and hot dogs or bratwurst and some buns. It's fucking sad.
Yeah.
He don't even say, thank you. He don't even just say, thank you.
I know.
He's just like, all right, thanks. I don't even say that. He's just like, walks away with his shit.
Hey, brother, I'm trying to buy some 3-cent candy. You think you hook me up with, like, $10?
No, Steve, go fuck yourself.
They used to piss me off when you used to trick people to buy cigarettes for them. I mean, and then that's a whole other thing. And then he'd bring the cigarettes back in and get cheaper ones and get his money back for them.
I wouldn't give him his money back.
I know, I've done that to him before. He got pissed off.
Tell him to suck a dick and get a fucking job.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's an old fuck. Go work at Walmart with the rest of the fucking con tops. Stupid piece of shit.
Can you fucking see him working at Walmart? Oh, I couldn't.
Nigga, welcome to Walmart. He's like Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, welcome to Walmart. You can give me like $5.
They'd be like, Steve, you're getting all their money before they can spend it. We're going to have to let you go.
Oh, all right, but do you think you can give me like $5?
Ever since my heart failed.
If I can get a job, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and get a job at Verizon.
Wireless?
AT&T? T-Mobile? No, I would, probably wouldn't be able to get a job there. They'd be like, oh, you have to have T-Mobile phone to work here. Fuck. Vintage Stock. Olive Garden.
Why Olive Garden?
I don't know. I just said... No, I wanted to try to get a job up at that fucking mattress place. I could sell the fuck out of a mattress. Because I'd jump on it and be like, see that? See how my fat ass just didn't even bounce? That's how fucking great this bed is. Buy this fucking bed. How many times do you fuck him at night? How many times?
How many times?
Okay, don't get that bed then. Get that bed, because that bed has no springs, and you don't need them. So there you go. Get that bed.
It's like one of those fucking mattresses that jump on with a glass of wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just, like, walk up, fuck this glass of wine, bitch!
I don't need this fucking glass of wine.
I need this glass.
You see why? You see, I lay my phone down. See this? I'm jumping up and down. You see that fucking phone moving? You do? Fuck that phone, then.
It's like, fucking punch the shit out of your phone. And it's like, phone didn't even break because it's foam!
Yeah, because it's that fucking great!
So Derek's going to be a Tempur-Pedic salesman.
I'd sell the fuck out of some.
Tom, what are you going to do?
Probably just going to blow people.
Dude, if I get a job at fucking Pizza Street, oh, fuck hell yeah.
He's going to blow people for money.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with that?
Dude, let's all three try to get a job at Pizza Street. Think honestly, how much fucking pizza we can bring home.
Probably just go to school.
At night we'd be like, oh, fuck, we accidentally make an extra 7 pizzas at the end of the night. Going to have to take them home. Bitch.
Not even gonna have a job. How's that?
Honestly, I can see him doing that.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
How would I do that?
Because you have your mom.
Because if your MOM got that JOB,
you wouldn't have to pay for.
I wouldn't have to pay for school.
SCHOOL.
And I'd be making just as much money a year that you guys do
doing fast food,
which is kind of
yeah. But the bad thing is, they would send you checks. They'll send you a check for like $5,000, Tom. What are you gonna do with that check?
Probably blow it.
Well, how often do they send them to you?
You'll get one at the beginning of the year, about a month and a half after school starts. You'll get one the second semester in February. Then you'll get another one like a week or two after that. And then after school ends, you'll get another one.
Alright.
So you just says, okay, well, I've had to pay this many rent, you know, before I get my next check.
The bills are gonna be. Being like, I got $6,000.
I can see him fucking that up.
I'm buying a fucking donkey.
I'm buying a car. Nah, I'd probably buy a
donkey.
Probably buy a MacBook Pro.
Oh my god, you could write it off. It's a tax write off. Mm-hmm. If you're a student,
get that money back.
If you're a student, like, you could.
Yeah, I bought this with the money you guys gave me, but I need that money back. So give it to me.
Yeah, give it to me now.
Right on. Now, yeah, probably buy stuff for school. Probably still have a normal job.
Would you have a badass computer?
I'd have a badass laptop.
I say we all need to have just badass computers so we can fucking land on
that. No, I'm gonna get a badass laptop.
No, so we can land.
I'm gonna get a badass laptop.
Okay, have a badass laptop, but we're still gonna fucking land.
No, I'm gonna be filming shit.
No, we're gonna be landing. You can film us land. You can make a movie about us playing WoW.
A documentary?
You can make a Clerks, but call it
Fags. Jerks.
Fags?
I don't know. WoW players.
Why would I call it Fags?
Or just call it WoW. W-O-W.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted.
WoW? Probably not, because WoW is just a generalistic word.
But capital W, lowercase O, capital W.
Okay, then do it lowercase W, or capital O, lowercase W.
World fucking of Warcraft.
Fucking backwards on the ass. Wow. Because 5.4 launches August 25th. I'm going back.
Well, what's up with it? What's up with this new one?
It's the final patch
for the game altogether?
For this expansion.
Oh.
And I guess Orgrimmar is completely taken over. And it's a raid. And it's going to be awesome. And I'll never actually get to raid on it because I'm not a hardcore raider anymore, and it really fucking sucks because I miss raiding. And
Orgrimmar is going to be a raid now?
Yeah. Couldn't you just go in with, like, your brother?
No. You still wouldn't have a high enough, like, level, like, gear. His gear wouldn't be leveled
Tell
up
your
enough.
Fucking brother to say, fuck that baby, alright, for, like, one day a week or a day. One day a day.
One day a day.
Okay.
One day a day.
Every day. Fuck that baby every day.
Fuck that baby.
It's fucked up. Y'all talking about my nephew right now.
Have you seen your nephew?
Yeah.
Have you ever held him?
Yeah.
Well, like once?
No, like three or four times.
What's his name?
Lando.
Calrissian.
Landon.
Lando Calrissian. That's pretty sick. Is he black?
Okay, he's Mexican.
Well, he's like 100th Mexican.
No, he's...
Isn't he?
No, like Aaron's quarter? Half.
So he's a quarter.
So he's a quarter Mexican.
which is like the same as 1/100th. If you see the baby and you don't know what the baby's background is,
you'll think white. Mexican. It looks like a fucking Mexicano baby. I'll bring up a picture of this.
So what are you guys going to do at the bars whenever we move to Blue Springs?
I don't know. Kelly will be macking my bitches. I'm sitting here just drinking my pop and not doing anything.
What if everyone in Blue Springs is into fat guys, Kelly?
What if they're into fat guys, fat white guys that are kind of nerdy, don't like black people?
Guys, this is Blue Springs. This is not Seattle.
Dick, let's move to Seattle, bro. No.
We get tons I'm not of joking, dude. Seattle, Derek, you would be prime.
Derek, there are no standards there.
Literally. I'm not,
thanks, Tom. I'm not going to move to a state just to get fucked.
You might find love there, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I would probably never love anybody in Seattle.
Okay.
Why I'll not? Be sleepless.
You're a fucking idiot. God. Oh, my God. That was the stupidest thing ever.
Sleepless in Seattle.
I'll be getting so much poon, I'll be sleepless.
I'll be up all night fucking Seattle bitches. So what the fuck am I going to do about my phone?
You can use that Galaxy S3 for a couple of days.
Why?
Why is he being nice?
Because I won't be able to use it until Friday.
Yeah, that's. I probably won't send it in until Friday.
Well, you can use my. Oh, okay. Can't use the S1.
Why?
Because I'm supposed to give that to Jordy.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because for his roommate.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably just tell my dad won't let me do that.
Huh?
I don't know. That'd probably work.
Then he'll be like, alright, I want my phone back.
Okay. There you go.
And then you save $300 because you're an idiot.
Dude.
Honestly, he needs the money right now.
Why? He's got more money than what we can even find. I know,
but his roommate's not paying any bills right now.
Okay. So he can cover it.
No, he's acting like he's having a hard time doing it, so.
Yeah, because he's a fucking Jew.
I can really just put a squeeze on him and just tell him we're going to give him $200.
He's not even tight-ass. He just buys a bunch of stupid shit he doesn't need. Yeah, I bought 6 bottles of Black Label.
I just bought, like, this super sweet golden-crusted weapon that I used in the Navy, and it has the greatest broom handle ever.
Hopefully my mom isn't busy Friday night, so I can go get a phone of some sort.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I'll have money Friday, and I have Friday off, right? So hopefully she can bring me to Blue Springs to the T-Mobile store.
How about I just fucking take you Saturday evening?
Because I work that night.
What are you guys talking about?
Why it's on Sunday.
Why are you getting a new phone?
Sunday I work at night.
Oh, shit.
Why are you getting a new phone?
Because I'll just be able to pocket $300 from this one.
Or you could take that and then buy the PlayStation 3.
Probably just going to use that. Use a check for that.
Oh, a check?
Yeah, one of the times I get paid.
You know, I thought you could, like, write a check. No. I was going to say, probably won't take that.
Yeah, nobody fucking does that anymore.
Oh, my God, a check number of 2 from Quarter, Missouri for $312. I'm totally going to take this.
No. I don't understand the check numbers things. What if they just use their debit card and their debit card, like, is fucked up or something?
Okay. There's times that I will be lenient, but how do I put it? If somebody's coming up to my line and they're like, where the fuck's my debit card? Like, God damn, I can't find it. And they search for it, and they're like, is it okay if I just write a check? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I won't really give a shit. Because, I mean, their check numbers are still going to be in the thousands, probably.
Yeah.
Be like 1050. I mean, something like what my dad's is. It's just kind of low.
Yeah.
But if they're going to be like, oh, I can't find my debit card, and pull out a check that's like check number 200, yeah, probably not going to take that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of tired of Mr. Scott Romans writing checks for $350 whenever his check number is like 600.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, shouldn't be taking it, but I don't really give a shit.
Well, you know, he's just going to spend that $350 on lottery tickets.
Yeah.
For 3 hours.
Yep.
What kind of asshole does that?
Not want to fucking. Hey man, I got a ticket on this. All right, you want another ticket? No, I was just taking my dollar play over there. All right, goes over there, buys 4 more tickets. Yeah, I just got another ticket. That's it.
Fucking. Why do people even play lottery? Like,
With a gamble in it?
It's fucking stupid. Fucking dumb, Derek. Why?
I played lottery in my house, so...
Played the WoW lottery?
Yeah.
Wow.
Scratch-off tickets in WoW.
It's nice.
Yeah. Bet you didn't know there was such a thing.
Didn't.
Because Inscriptionist, they make these cards that are called Mysterious Fortune Cards, and they start out with no value. And you use it, and whenever you use it, it has a chance... Like, it turns into a valuable card from 5 copper up to 5,000 gold. Yeah. Most I got was, like, 100 gold. After I spent, like, gobs and gobs of gold on
it. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah. But, I mean, whenever you're just fucking gangster like me and have so much indispensable gold, you can waste it on shit like
that. What's the gold cap on WoW?
Now?
Yeah.
1,000,000.
That's it?
I mean, per character. 999999. I just kept saying 999s.
So, what are we gonna do when we move to Blue Springs, guys?
I'm gonna have fucking fun because I'm gonna have so much fucking fun because I'm gonna be fucking 21 and I'm not really gonna be drinking all that much, but there's gonna be like a fucking game store there.
Okay, Derek. What are the circumstances in which you would drink a lot?
Like, what do you mean? Like, the circuit, like how much I would drink at one sitting?
Yeah.
Like, if we were throwing a party, I'd drink. But, I mean, I won't be sitting around the house and be like, I'm bored, I'm just going to fucking start drinking.
No. That's what I do.
No. I'm too much of a broke-ass bitch
to drink a beer.
And I don't get much, like, oh my god, I'm getting drunk by myself, it's so much fun. No, I don't see how you can do that. I don't get it.
I don't really get drunk by myself, I just drink by myself. It's kind of sad. like Daniel, like that one day Daniel Keenan, somebody else was over. Like the next day I just got bored and decided to drink the rest of everything they brought. Nice. And then Kelly went to his parents or something, and then that's the end of the story. Like I was just chilling,
just sitting there drinking,
playing FIFA.
Like the only real thing I would go and drink a lot. Safety is if we're all hanging out and fucking kicking it and had like other people over, I'd be drinking a little bit.
Why?
We're gonna meet. What do you mean why?
Hopefully we meet a lot of people and like actually be able to have parties and shit.
I don't want like fucking ragers though.
Why not, bro?
Because I'm not a rager. And
those are the only kind of parties you get bitches at. You don't get parties at.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm not really looking into getting bitches at a fucking party.
6 people maximum.
Because I don't want to just fuck random chicks.
Well?
Why? What's wrong with that?
You might read.
I have, like.
You might meet your future ex-wife at a party.
Oh, yeah. Be like, oh my god, you're so fucking hot. You're a fucking slut. I'm gonna fuck you. Is that cool?
Yeah, stick your dick inside of me.
I fucking got it. And take her to my fucking room, and there's World of Warcraft posters and shit everywhere. Oh my god. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Hell, I don't want to Warcraft. I'm going to suck your dick so hard.
That'd be so fucking awkward. Like, if we're at a party, just fucking getting hammered, some chick's like, hey, fuck me. I'm like, fuck yeah, alright. So go into my room, get ready to fucking do it. And she's like, oh my god, you play World of Warcraft? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh my god, can I log in? God damn it. So I'm sitting on the bed, like, with the fucking rager, and she's playing WoW. I'm like, fuck.
Can I? No, you're just like, just like sit, like just stand next to her. Can I at least like get a handy,
yeah,
something? Just yeah. Like spit on it and just go at it.
But this is my mouse finger.
I don't care. You're gonna have to get you're gonna get some carpal tunnel today, okay?
Oh god, ma'am, being gay.
Kelly, what are you gonna do about a girlfriend, bro?
I don't know, man.
Good fucking answer.
Yeah, thanks for
elaborating.
Seriously. It's been so long, it's kind of depressing to talk about.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing for us, too.
It's been so long. You can't miss something you never had, though.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, exactly.
The more and more you think about it, you miss it more.
No, you can't miss something you never had.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Never gotten the fucking lottery, but I want to be rich as shit.
But you can't miss it.
I fucking miss being rich.
I'm not saying rich.
You were never rich, so you can't
I was on World of Warcraft. In real life, it sucks. So,
my alternate life, I was really rich.
In World of Warcraft, I can walk around and spend gobs of money on anything, but in real life, I can't.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to move to Blue Springs. Kelly's not going to get any.
What if we all move to Blue Springs, we meet new friends, and just fucking separate? I'd be cool with that.
I don't think that would happen because we still live together.
Yeah, but like if one of us be like, hey, bro, I'm moving out. I'm moving in with DJ and CB. So peace out. I just said random ass fucking letters. I don't even know what they mean. All right, man. All right, bro.
Derek's like, I'm moving in with CP3O.
C3PO.
Sorry.
No, I'm gonna move in with CP3O.
CP3O, bro.
Yeah, CP3O, man.
CP3O.
CP3O.
C3PO.
And RD2D.
RD2D.
You know what, Kelly? I'm gonna fucking cut your cable.
Oh God, it's gonna be fucking moving to Blue Springs. I'm gonna be so bored doing stuff with you guys.
I'm gonna be so bored having so much fun with you guys.
Yeah, how am I gonna have fun?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Tom, we can go bowling.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot more shit we can do. We can actually go to fucking movies every now and then.
Not that. I mean, like, you guys are going out. You're like, Tom, you wanna come along? And I'm just gonna fucking sit over there and jerk off in the fucking corner.
Tom, listen to what you just said. Hey, Tom, you wanna go out? How many times would I actually go out and get fucking drunk? Probably never. If we're going to the bars, you can still come to the bars.
Yeah, but I'm just going to sit there with my fucking dick in my hand, not doing anything.
We would do something. We'd play, like, pool or some shit.
Or, like, darts or...
Or watch a fucking football game
like,
or eat.
And then you guys are like, I'm having so much fun.
But I wouldn't get fucking drunk and wasted. Well,
this guy would.
He would, but...
He'd drink, like, 3 beers and be fucking gone.
Tommy, you could drink 3 beers and he'd be fucking going.
Actually, dude, all I did this last weekend was drink hard alcohol, and I felt good. Like, I never got
okay, what do you classify as hard alcohol? Like, Miller Lite?
No, I'm not joking. Like,
were you drinking, like...
To start off, I had...
Dude, they were having Jack
Daniels,
coolers.
Jack Daniels and Red Doctor, or Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Strawberry
that first. That was my first drink. And then we got to...
Conchadas?
No, we got to the fucking... We got to the bar, and the first thing I had was Long Island iced tea, which is all alcohol. It's just, like, gin, vodka, whiskey, Patron. It's just, like, a bunch of shit, like, tequila and shit just thrown in there.
Honestly, I did not... Is this thing fucking made out of, like... What the fuck is this thing made out of?
I don't know. It's a mirror. Shitty.
I know, but I keep fucking hitting it.
But it's, like, basically no, like, mixer in it.
So
it's just
no
all
tea?
It's all alcohol, no.
I honestly thought Long Island iced tea would be good, but after hearing that, I'm
It's really good.
Like, all I want
are
is...
Are flavored
It's
liquors?
Fucking good.
It's straight.
No, it's just straight liquors.
Are you going to be going to the fucking casino with me?
Just
Kelly?
Listen. You're not even listening. I'm trying to tell you something. You're not even listening.
Yeah, okay.
Kelly, can I talk, bro?
Can I talk?
Bro, can I talk now?
Okay, go.
It was made by some, like, chemist or something. Like, he's the one who figured out this drink. And... Supposedly, if you put all these liquors in the way you put them in together, there's, like, perfect acidity, like, acidic level. Like, there's, like, a base and then a, what's, like, what is it? Base?
Base!
No, B-A-S-E. Base and...
Acidity?
Acid? Anyway. It's perfect
dude,
pH, basically. It's perfect pH. Like, it doesn't make you, it won't make you sit your stomach sour. So, it's just all alcohol. And there's, like, basically no mixer in it. There's, like, a little bit of, like Sprite or something, but that's pretty much it's pretty much all alcohol.
Guys, that's getting fucked up this weekend.
And then I got back to Jordy's and I had some more, some shots of Jack Daniels, and then like some shots of just random shit he had laying around. And then I had like one, I had literally one beer, and I felt great, pretty fucking good. So I'm probably just gonna start drinking hard liquor.
So you're gonna start going to the casinos with me?
No, I'm not wasting my money. I don't have any reason. I don't want to waste hard-earned money like that. That's why I don't play lottery tickets. It's the same thing. I'll buy shit that doesn't that I don't need. But
casino and lottery tickets completely different.
No, they're not. Yeah. Okay,
not
so I can lose a larger
it's
amount.
It's not gambling if you know you're going to win.
Okay, Kelly, I know how to count cards, bro.
It's not that hard.
Okay, I'm fucking Rain Man.
Yeah.
Too bad you're only 19 and you won't be able to go to the casino.
Yeah, it's true. You guys are going to talk about all this shit you're going to do, and I'm just going to be at home beating it.
Tom, we'll do some cool shit with you.
Like what? We're going to come home, Derek's going to be like, I lost $300, and Tom's like, I could have won you $600,000.
What if that happens? Like, one time, we just go to the fucking casinos, I walk in, or we walk in with like $500, walk out with like $30,000.
It's not going to happen, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm just saying. If I took my fucking...
Most I would go to the casino with is $20.
If I took BJ and Katja, I would walk out of there with thousands of dollars, a new fucking iPad, and a brand new fucking car.
Why, do they have good luck or something?
Yeah. Every single time. Like, it pisses me off whenever he goes, because he'll post at like 5 o'clock, going to the casinos. He'll post at like 11 o'clock, just left the casinos, I'm $1,000 richer, and Katja's just won the new iPad, and then the next time we'll go, oh, just walked out of there, just won a new fucking TV, and just won blah, 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 and...
You can win cars.
I can't. Like, if you play the right thing, yeah.
Like, that's a jackpot on some of them.
Yeah. How do you win iPads and shit?
Kelly, if you go into the casinos nowadays, they are updated. Like, slot machines, fucking pull it. If it comes up with, like, three iPads, it'll drop an iPad token. You take that up to the front desk, they'll hand you a fucking iPad.
It's basically like
a casino. Have you ever been in a casino? Dude, the casino's fucking legit.
Dude,
shit.
Have I ever been? No.
Like, I want to go to the buffet. That's all I want to do.
Oh, my God. The I've food in a fucking casino.
Are fucking retardedly amazing.
This pissed me off. All right, this made me happy, but it pissed me off. We went to Maristar, me, my dad, Tyler, and Debbie, for, like, just... It wasn't anything special. It was just to go up there.
Yeah.
And since she worked up there, she got everything fucking free. It was all comped. Well, I was like, we're going to the buffet? This is going to be awesome. No. We go to a fucking steakhouse, so I'm depressed as shit. I am pissed. I want a fucking buffet. Well, the dude comes over, and everybody's getting their order. He comes over to me, and he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. Well, whenever somebody else is paying for my food, I'll get the cheapest fucking thing. I'll be like, I want this 6-ounce sirloin. It's like $6. And she was like, get something bigger. I'm like, all right, can I have this 8-ounce one? She's like, I was like, okay, I'll have this 16-ounce T-bone. All right, cool. So, I was expecting it to be, like, subpar. That was the best fucking steak I've ever had in my life. And the guy came over, and he laid down the bill, and she was like, hey, can I talk to the cook or whatever? He's like, yeah, sure. Walked back, got the fucking cook, came back. He's like, oh, hey, Debbie. And she's like, oh, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, is this your bill? Yeah. Oh, fuck it.
Why did that piss you off?
Because I was like, something bigger.
Yeah, because I didn't know it was all going to be free. If it was going to be fucking free, I'd be like, I want that 16-ounce fucking porterhouse.
You might as well
I
just
want
bring
these
out
fucking rolls.
Sticks.
Go
just
ahead and bring me
crazy.
Out all the chicken strips. Oh, yeah, and the table behind me, buy their food because their daughter's fucking hot. And bring me more fucking rolls.
What?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know you guys give stuffed mozzarella? Yeah, just bring everything you have.
Yeah. Actually, you don't even have to fucking cook it. Just bring me the fucking raw mozzarella sticks. I'll cook it myself.
I'll eat them frozen. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Oh my god!
That, honestly, I was gonna say that. I was well. Hang on. If I don't,
let's get a fat roll.
I'd be like, while I'm eating my steak, they're like, "Where's your mozzarella sticks?" I'm like, fuck! I almost forgot about them. Thanks, guys.
Oh that's my gross. God!
That's nasty. Tip my
sticks. But then after that, she was like, "What else do you guys want to do?" We're like, "Oh, we can't go to the fucking casino. We're too young." She's like, "Let's go see a movie." All right. Movies? That's where I got my money back. That's where I got my fucking money's worth. Because we were sitting there, I was like, I want the large pop, I want all this candy and everything. But did I eat it? No.
Was it free?
Yeah, it was all comped. The movie and everything was fucking comped.
Yeah, then I would have for sure.
Yeah, I wish we would have clarified that in the ride over, but no.
So I feel like I'm going to be able, like I'm probably not going to get laid ever in Blue Springs. Like that's how I feel.
Why?
But I feel like we could do like a lot of breast comparisons.
We're gonna see a lot more tits in Blue Springs?
No, I mean like I will.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I have tits too.
So you're gonna be talking to chicks and be like, hey, you fuck, wanna... you got tits? That's fucking awesome. Let's go ahead and I'm still bigger, bitch.
It's like, let me check for lumps.
I'm gonna get him a shirt that just says lump checker. Like, oh, what's that mean? Let me show you.
What is this? What is the point of this?
I don't know.
Flicking the nipple? I'm gonna flick
it's actually
your
a twitch. It's a twitch right there.
It's just a twitch.
I mean, I have fucking weird twitches.
Guys, that's an hour and 5 minutes. I think that's good enough. Let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a fun podcast. Thanks for listening to us rant, because this was a pretty fucking weird podcast. Well, it's been a while since we've done one, so we're not really in the mode. Like, we haven't talked much news or anything.
I say screw the news. The same shit happened.
Did you guys hear about that bus wreck, though? That's pretty fucking crazy.
Nope, don't really care about it.
Oh, yeah, but the podcast is over.
How about the kids died?
Honestly, I apologize if I was kind of shitty, but after this whole mess with our mixer, I was really tired, and I fell asleep.
Kelly, you sat in the fucking chair.
I did. I'm talking.
No, with the fucking mixer problem.
I know. I fell asleep, so now I'm just kind of drowsy.
Yeah, it's hard fucking life. Like
I guess if I was a Pokemon, I'd be drowsy. Because I just sleep. I want to sleep a lot. Kelly out.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you too, Derek. So the three things that matter in America: beer, my gardener Jesus, and this here podcast. Woohoo!